Majority Republicans in the Washington State Senate have unveiled a no new taxes budget that would still boost spending by $4 billion. The Senate plan released Tuesday stands in sharp contrast to a proposal last week from House Democrats. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
House and Senate budget writers seem to agree on one thing. A double-digit percentage increase in state spending is appropriate over the next 2 years. How they get there is another matter. Democrats propose a $1.5 billion tax package that includes a new capital gains tax. Senate Republicans want to sunset a dozen or so tax exemptions, but otherwise not raise taxes. Andy Hill chairs the Senate Budget Committee.
I've said it before, taxes should be the last resort and not the first response. And at a time when the state is collecting $37 billion over the next 2 years, that's $3 billion more than we had 2 years ago, $3 billion. Citizens expect us to govern with what we have.
Instead of raising taxes, the Senate Republican budget aims to spend about $1 billion less than House Democrats. It also spends less on pay raises for teachers and state employees. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.